time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Christine Blasey Ford told Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley Tuesday night that she would like the FBI to investigate her claims of sexual assault against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, potentially upending Republican plans to have a hearing featuring Ford and Kavanaugh on Monday. CNN's Anderson Cooper broke this part of the story Tuesday night and read from Ford's letter to Grassley.
Christine Blasey Ford, the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her, wants the FBI to investigate her allegations before talking to the Senate Judiciary Committee about it. We know this because 360 has exclusively obtained a letter that her attorneys have just moments ago sent to Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. Reading now from the letter to Chairman Grassley that we've just received. As you know, earlier this summer, Dr. Ford sought to tell her story in confidence so that lawmakers would have a fuller understanding of Brett Kavanaugh's character and history. Only after the details of her experience were leaked did Dr. Ford make the reluctant decision to come forward publicly. The letter continues saying, quote, in the 36 hours since her name became public, Dr. Ford has received a stunning amount of support from her community and from fellow citizens across our country. At the same time, however, the letter goes on saying, quote, her worst fears have materialized. She's been the target of vicious harassment and even death threats. As a result of these kind of threats, her family was forced to relocate out of their home. Her email has been hacked and she's been impersonated online. The letter then says this to Chairman Grassley. While Dr. Ford's life was being turned upside down, you and your staff scheduled a public hearing for her to testify at the same table as Judge Kavanaugh in front of 24 U.S. senators on national television to relive this traumatic and harrowing incident. The hearing was scheduled for 6 short days from today and would include interrogation by senators who appear to have made up their minds that she is mistaken and mixed up. While no sexual assault survivor should be subjected to such an ordeal, Dr. Ford wants to cooperate with the committee and with law enforcement officials. And this is the bottom line, and I'm quoting, as the Judiciary Committee has recognized and done before, an FBI investigation of the incident should be the first step in addressing her allegations. A full investigation by law enforcement officials will ensure that the crucial facts and witnesses in this matter are assessed in a nonpartisan manner, and that the committee is fully informed before conducting any hearings or making any decisions.
Anderson Cooper then spoke with one of Ford's attorneys, Lisa Banks.
Are you saying there has to be an investigation by the FBI or else Professor Ford will not testify?
What we're saying is that there should be an investigation because that's the right thing to do.
If there's not an investigation, would she appear on Monday?
She is prepared to cooperate with the committee and with any law enforcement investigation. And that has been her position and it continues to be her position. So she will cooperate with the committee in whatever form that takes, and it remains to be seen. We have to talk with Senator Grassley's office and the other committee members to determine what form that will take.
After meeting with the president of Poland on Tuesday, Trump took some questions from the press.
Sir, will you ask the FBI to open its file?
How important is
it? I don't think the FBI really should be involved because they don't want to be involved. If they wanted to be, I would certainly do that. But as you know, they say this is not really their thing. But I think politically speaking, the senators will do a very good job.
Sounds
they
like
really
this.
Will. They're going to open it up. And they will do a very good job.
Actually, it's not about the FBI wanting to be involved. If the president asks for an investigation, they'll investigate, period. Trump went on praising Kavanaugh.
I think one of the delays acceptable, sir, on the hearings for Judge Kavanaugh. There's some discussion that the accuser may not be coming in on Monday. How long is it?
I think it's a great question, frankly. We are looking to get this done as quickly as possible. He is a truly outstanding person, as you know. He's got an unblemished record. This is a terrible thing that took place, and it's frankly a terrible thing that this information wasn't given to us a long time ago, months ago, when they got it. They could have done that instead of waiting till everything was finished and then all of a sudden spring it. But that's what the Democrats do. That's what they do. It's obstruction. It's resist. It's whatever you have to do.
Meanwhile, video surfaced Tuesday of Kavanaugh from a 2015 speech he delivered, which doesn't seem to help his cause.
We had a good saying that we've held firm to this day, as the dean was reminding me before the talk, which is what happens at Georgetown Prep stays at Georgetown Prep. That's been a good thing for all of us, I think.
A trade war with China is escalating. The administration says U.S. tariffs of 10% on $200 billion of imported Chinese goods will take effect on Monday. China, in response, said it will retaliate with tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said Tuesday that consumers won't notice the price hikes that will come along with the tariffs.
Average American family making $50,000 a year, let's say, how much do you expect these tariffs will impact them? Meaning, have you done the math so you know what an average family in America will pay once these tariffs go into effect?
Well, you can do the numbers this way. If you have a 10% tariff on another $200 billion, that's $20 billion a year. That's a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of 1% total inflation in the U.S. Because it's spread over thousands and thousands of products, nobody's going to actually notice it at the end of the day. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.